You're still alive, yeah? They did it. They managed to get through this. Okay. Let's give a really big, big round of applause. Here's Elger and Attila.
Right, let's get the text going. We managed to make some slides this time, so not too many slides, and we do also have the time lapse from the last 4 or 5 days, so that's also very nice. But can we have the video magic happening on the small display, please? Productiehuis. Oh, it's doing something. Oh, yeah, here we go. And of course, because not really able to make decent presentations, what would happen now is that I've lost my text over here.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work. Can we have decent open source software that does this better? Because this thing doesn't work. I will try it in another thing next time. So in 4 years. So we will do it like this then. It's big enough, right? All right. Good. Well. Who still wants to party for 5 more days? Well, you can, for the large part. We'll make sure that there's still food in the next 5 days. There are still showers. You can help Attila and me close everything down, clean everything up, as if we've never been here. But before we go into that, it's been an amazing 5 days. It's been, for us, even the last few days were relaxed. So we're really happy and we could sleep.
And we had nice weather, of course.
Yeah, so.
Except for now, but yeah.
All right. So after 5 days of camping, having fun, hacking, making new inventions, making new friends, being at home, I hope everybody has felt being at home. Well, a lot of stuff. Suddenly everything started working. Everything started happening. It worked. The camp was fucking awesome, and that's all thanks to you. Thank you. So we have compiled a list of statistics because we love numbers. For those who don't know, Attila is a treasurer, and today he will do something remarkable. He might even say the word yes once. All right, so the honor is yours.
Well, we wanted to go over some statistics for the event. We had over 1,000 angels registered in the angel system. And so thank you for all the help of making this actually possible. Some other statistics. So we had a very good cleaning crew going over all the toilets and all the showers during the day. And they used over 3,000 toilet paper rolls, 455 liters of hand soap. Well, you also have noticed that there were some cartons. And some people did something very special with it. (Laughs) And also we had 15 people who decided not to pick it up. So they were abandoned and they were standing there not being used. So a small notice, we said that there was an eviction notice for your car tents. So if you're leaving, put it where it's being marked. But if you're staying to help, we'll get rid of the car tent in another way. So just stay here, help us. You don't have to leave your car tent just yet. And it should be waterproof for 3 months. Don't be worried about that.
You can stay for 3 months.
All right. We also had a driving couch. That was pretty awesome. We had 5 driving chairs. So next event, if this continues, everybody will have a driving chair. So hooray for driving chairs. We had there were 42 broken coins. So of all the coins we handed out, there were 42 broken coins. We had also somebody that made his own coins, and the system works. Uh, 73 insect attacks, like wasps and other things. 150 bandages used, and for some reason, there's one UTP cable that got pooped on.
So, some statistics for the beer, for the bar. We saw there was 2,650 liters of beer drunk over the event. 400 liters of chunk. 4,800 bottles of mate. And, there were 20 clones. That was your line?
Yeah, that was my line. But it's not funny anymore. there's somebody who did make the cloning device, and there will be some bodies then somewhere. I don't know how they brain merge again. I don't know. Or they sync up. I don't know. But we saw a lot of people with black shirts and a beard. Everybody grew beards, so weird. There were 299 signs made by the deco team. So they worked their ass off too. And of course, we should have had a sign up here because they requested like all these signs with the 6 stripes. You can take them home so they don't have to clean it up. So please do. Also, the small SHA flags, like this size, like a meter by 50 centimeter. You can also take them home if you want.
It's I'm again on.
We should have the example here, but we don't. So don't take home the extra stuff. That would be a problem. For example, don't take home 200 fire extinguishers. Don't take home 85 exit signs. And don't take home 12,000 liters of diesel. Well, you can't because we use that, so.
And, 4 years ago, we had a few accidents with golf carts. They ended up in ditches. This time, we had 0, as far as I know.
Yeah. Well, there's still 5 days to go, so who knows? Yeah. just before we started to talk, there were 146 talks published online already, thanks to the C3 Falcon Production House. So thank you. The number is growing. So that number is still growing. That's very awesome. It already has like 13,370 views or something like that. So people are watching it. It's great. Also, there are like more than 256 apps for the badge. So if you have a badge, you can play with it for weeks, unless you have ransomware. But yeah. many hours of snoring in the silent lounge, which was very silent and very awesome. And we counted, don't ask us how we do this, but we counted more than 2,365,000 compliments to all volunteers. So thank you very much.
Let's make it one more.
If you've ordered a hoodie or t-shirt and you didn't pick it up yet, please do today. Otherwise, we'll have to send a lot and do a lot of work. So if you have ordered a hoodie or t-shirt, there's a t-shirt shop on the food court. Bring that nice barcode with you, and you get your hoodie and t-shirt.
And if you didn't order one, we're doing a second run. You can order it in the ticket shop, and it will be sent to you.
Easy peasy. Righto. Then something else before we start doing the takedown and teardown stuff. We have some other events because, well, Sha will be over soon. And we'd like to invite you to a few other events. for example, next Congress, CCC Congress. Or CC Congress, I always make a mistake in that. I don't know. It's between Christmas and New Year's Eve in Leipzig this year. I think we'll all meet each other there. If you've never been there, please go. It's really awesome. It's really cool. Help out, make it also great. Also, next year there's in England there's a camp that looks a lot like SHA, or SHA looks a lot like EMF. If you want to go to Electromagnetic Field, it's in the west of England at the end of August. And they promise there won't be rain. So I don't know how they do it. where there also will be no rain is in Torcamp. It's on the other side of the globe, in the United States, on some tropical islands. That's also not too shabby. So if you want to go to a camp next year, there are many more. Bornhack, like the booklet has a whole list of really great camps. Fright Camp in Belgium. Check that list out. There's a camp near you. These promise to be also very awesome. And of course, in 2019, there will be the next Chaos Communication Camp somewhere in Germany. It seems that we have received a takedown notice. in contrast to some other events that we can now party until the night, we have a very special thing because we have to tear everything down in 3 days. So, first rule, don't panic. Just stay calm. We'll be fine. There's a lot of planning involved. Electrowolf has been planning for 5 days during the event how to solve this puzzle and came up with a really, really good set of solutions. So, I don't know what I did, but it's really not usable anymore. Please clean up, if you have to leave earlier and you cannot help with the teardown, please clean up everything near you, near your tent. Make sure that it's cleaner than when you came. If you have small children, in the next days, make sure that they are next to you, that they are inside, because they will be inside, plain sight, because there will be a lot of Manitous and other trucks and such driving on the terrain. And we want to make sure that this all happens without accidents. So,
also be kind to your neighbors. If they didn't clean up their spot, feel free to help them a bit. Also, for example, if they want to move their car tent, help them out because the thing is heavy. But be excellent to each other on that.
Right after this talk, there's a few teams that really do need your help, even in this weather. And there are some like ponchos. So that's the POC team for the deck network, the NOC team for the network, the power team, the waste team, and the car tents. please find them and help them out. They really do need a lot of hands to make sure everything happens in time. We also have a nice map. For the next day, this map is this is how it works. If you want to leave the event, please go over the uplink back to the parking lot. There's a lot of arrows here. If you have car tents, stack them here or here. If you want to have breakfast tomorrow but are not planned to, not planning to help, you can do so at the food court. Otherwise, you can go to the Angel Kitchen, and we will have breakfast starting at 8, and we'll have an angel meeting at 10. So heaven is still open the next few days. There is also a toilet that will function in the field, but there will be hot showers and toilets and food the next day, so that's fine. But that's a bit different than all the other camps, and we hope everybody can deal with this and can help us out with this enormous challenge of getting this done in just 3 days. And, well, with that, I want to do one final thing. We've got a nice time-lapse from the event. And I don't know how to use a computer. Here we go.
I can see my
Play.
And play. All right, this is the time-lapse from the last few days. They just put up the sign. And while this is rolling, it's impossible to thank everybody that worked on a by-name basis. There have been hundreds and hundreds of people working for years and the last months to get this event together. And we want to welcome all the teams that are here right now, or maybe on the track two, or I'm not allowed to say track re, or tent re. pa. Oh, he's looking very angry. at pa. please, all teams, we will just read them up. Just join the stage. We have asked, and we got a confirmation that this stage can hold 1,000 persons. So we can see how far this will go. So please, everybody from the team bar, from Cohesion, Content, the Heralds.
Wait a bit.
Yeah. All right. That's it. The speaker desk. The decoration. Design. The family village, finance, food court,
the info desk, logistics, and our team waste, who is going to clean up the entire site.
Just two words from everybody from the team. Love it.
Thank you.
Off-site transport, on-site transport, the radio operations center, shopping team, the shuttle team, the warehouse, the silent lounge, the music lounge, the network team, the decked team, the phone operations center, the permit, the power team, Productiehuis, the safety team, the stewards who've been absolutely awesome, fire team, first aid, sysadmin, terrain, build up, tear down, tickets and entrance, the villages team, volunteering team, parking teams, the capture the flag team, and all the other teams that we possibly forgot. I'm sorry, just come on stage. The doctors.
Harbor Master.
Harbour Master.
The Butler.
The Butler. Okay, let's jump in five. Let's jump in five. Five. No, 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 no. There are still people running in. Come on stage.
Tickets and entrance.
Tickets and entrance. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Two final things.
Thank you.
And also thank you all. Thanks all the angels. Thank you all angels. All angels, thank you also very much. So let's do this again for all the angels. Let's
all the angels on stage.
All the angels on stage. All right. So now it's that sad moment that we have to say, please. No, that's not a sad moment. In 5 days, we will really quit.
Yeah.
But now we're going to start with a teardown. One of the heralds asked me to say something, but on stage somewhere. Hello. let me do this magic stuff then again. This is.
You take an apple, of me.
Now it's broken.
Hey.
All right. So the last thing. So please stay at the camp. Help with teardown. The more people, the merrier. It's going to be a fantastic teardown. Yeah, the most fantastic teardown ever. It's going to be tremendous. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great party tearing this down. And yeah, we'll meet. Otherwise, we'll meet each other soon at one of the many camps and conferences from all of our friends all across the world. Thank you. If you move out.
So, hold on, wait. Don't move.
Don't move.
Well, maybe some people here from the stage. Oh, yeah, I can get through here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Whoa, great.
Great.
Many people in front, many people in the back.
Yeah.
There are some things we need to tell you, and there is one thing I have especially on my mind that I would love to address. I have a question for all of you. Did you feel safe during this event?
Did you see some good speeches, some good talks, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah? No good talks? Oh, come on, they were better than that. Come on.
Okay. We had an awesome team that made sure that we all felt safe, and they did it in such a way that no one nearly even found out that they were there, which is how it's supposed to be. And so I would love if you could show some appreciation for the probably the hardest job, because one person has to deal with all the negative emotions of doing the job of keeping us safe. So if you would please give a really warm welcome and hand to our Chief of Safety, Moritz, who had a hard time, but he did wonderfully. Yeah, he's saying it was the effort of the team, which is probably true, but...
We are a team, and it was their hard work to make this possible. A big applause for them.
Okay, and now... I have a question. I have another question. Who is going to stay for teardown? Please stand up. Woo! Okay. And who unfortunately made camp awesome but can't stay for teardown? Please show your hand. That's too bad, but you know what? You can help us do something very important. Even if you can't stay for teardown, there is one little project that Witchdog and me would love to do with you right now. Are you in? Yeah. I cannot hear you. Are you in? Yeah. Woo! So please stand up. Great. So, Witchdog is also leaving today, so he's joining you. And if you are leaving today, please start stacking the chairs over here, and I would love to have 20% of you go over to Pa and stack chairs there. So please, 20%, maybe from that half, over to Pa and stack chairs there.
That's why you have my book. I'll get into contact with you. I'm Eric. Yeah?
Hi, thank you. Woo!
Okay, please transport the stacks in that direction. Please transport the stacks to that direction. Don't stack them higher as gravity.
Dit is toch geweldig.
If you find some trash, please take it also in that direction. That would be very awesome.
And it's gone.
Wow. Okay. Please give a warm hand of applause for the quickest chair removal I've ever seen. Woo!